Many of you will be waking up to the news about the Israel attack on Iran, and some important information needs to be known about this. First of all, the strikes which hit in Syria and Iraq and in Iran were intentionally done at night, done on a Friday night, done in such a way as to minimize casualties. Basically, it was a very disciplined strike. This isn't quite the scenario Christians are looking for when they're thumbing through their, Bible references to Gog and Magog and the great Middle East war. But this is the prelude to it. Iran has achieved 60% nuclear fission. It's a very rapid process to go from there to having nuclear weapons. With their attack, with the 300 drones and ballistic missiles that were all shot down, you could say God has sovereignly allowed them to overplay their hand, because in doing so, having them all shot down, the world is looking at that as an aggressive act that justifies this response. I think that Netanyahu wanted to do something, but he couldn't do it without sufficient provocation, especially with Joe Biden, the incompetent American who said to Israel, don't do anything, and they've done it, after they told Iran, don't do anything, and they did it. So you can see America is like looking so foolish and weak. I mean, we've got money, we've got power, but we don't have leadership, so nobody fears us, nobody listens to us. But that you won't hear that in the news. I'm just telling you what the obvious is. But the fact that this was strikes that I think took out the air defense systems in Iran as a prelude to potentially the necessity of a more targeted attack on the deep underground, almost hard to bust up nuclear fusion processing that's going on in Iran. Anyway, the attack from Israel, I don't think went to the nuclear site, but it went to the periphery. It basically sending a message: we can get to you a lot easier than you can get to us. And Iran is going to be boasting that it shot down, there was explosions, but it's inevitable when the rubble is seen in the morning that you're going to see there are certain air sites, there are certain operations which could detect or interfere. There's like 128 ballistic sites that were launching from Iraq into Israel. They're mobile, so they would move them. But I think the Israelis went and hit a number of them, took out the early warning air defense capacity, which will take a while for them to rebuild. And it's really a setup so that if Netanyahu has to, they can escalate this up the ladder, which is dangerous because of Russia and other relationships that are tied in with Iran. But Iran has basically made themselves indefensible by their preemptive attack on Israel, which failed in their drone attack. And I've been reading a lot of different, articles sent to me that it was all conspiracy people, thinking it was an orchestrated attack from Iran that was intended not to hit any targets. But I don't think that's really the case. I just think there was an incredible show of force from France, England, the United States, and even Jordan, with Israel's massive Iron Dome and slingshot capacity taking out the aggressors. Now, it's $1 million or $2 million every missile they shoot. So there's another, $17 million or so being earmarked for Israel that was just passed by Washington. Unfortunately, it includes $30-some billion to Ukraine, which is really a waste of money. But Speaker Johnson's made that decision. It's got him in a lot of hot water. But I don't want to go into that right now. I just want to say that the important thing is to know that this was a very limited and disciplined targeting to minimize human casualties, because the Israeli people want to know that their enemy isn't Iran people. The Iranian people are actually, they have some of the largest moves of God right now are happening in Iran. So you want to be careful about globalizing Iran's all bad or China's all bad. Remember, we have some of the largest underground churches here in China. So you have to think of the governing powers. It's like the United States. We got 60%+ of America is actually center right. It's the radical 15% of the leftists that have taken over media, Hollywood, penetrated corporate America and D.C. It's funny, they accuse me of being a Seven Mountain Dominionist. I think we need to be Dominionists because we've lost dominion over these areas and they're now being occupied by crazy people who Columbia University right now is having riots and protests and a human chain, all because you're seeing the pro-Hamas, pro-Gaza sentiment, which is the spirit of rebellion, just constantly looking for something to fixate on as an issue. And they're focusing on Palestine. Gaza, when it was given over to Hamas, basically, was like Fort Lauderdale. It was a beautiful place. It was ruined by Hamas, which took all the money that the United States gave, billions of dollars in the UN, and instead of putting it into schools and roads and infrastructure, they put it into the pockets of Hamas, like our military industrial complex. Trillions of dollars, billions of dollars to their military ambitions to kill and destroy Jews. So instead of investing in creating a nation that could be blessed, they put all that money into building tunnels and terrorizing Israel. So what you need to know is that Israel has hit what I think are the anti-aircraft capabilities, which will take a while for them to rebuild unless Russia and China go help them. And it's only going to make it a little easier for Netanyahu to go further. I don't think Iran, although they said that they would have a vigorous, forceful response if Israel did anything, the reality is they're bluffing. They can't do anything. In fact, their original response after their 300 drones and missiles failed to hit a target was, okay, let's just, let's call it quits right here. Let's just have a truce. Well, they had a truce because they had a failed attack. But Netanyahu represents the Jews. Remember, there's 7 million Jews there. Every father, every grandfather, every son has to literally put aside the dental practice or whatever business they're in and suit up because everybody in Israel serves in the military. So every family member is in the military. And consequently, the whole nation is aware that they have to, they're like patriots in the sense that everyone has to own a musket and they're surrounded by hostiles. The good news is that Jordan and Saudis and Egypt, that they're all being very careful about what they do. They've got their own fanatics like we've got on our college campuses. They don't want to stir them up, but they're not supporting Iran. Iran is being exposed for the evil that it is. So that's whatever you're hearing, that's the facts. This is not the prelude to World War III. Although now, we never had Iran directly attack Israel. It was always through proxies, Hezbollah and Hamas and Yemen, the Yemenis. But now that you know that Iran has gone directly and failed, and Israel has gone back and said, we can get you, and we have the ability to do so. Iran will spin it and say that their air defenses took out the explosions. But in the light of day, facts are going to come out. Israel hit certain key targets. And it's interesting to me that it was in Syria and Iraq because Iran has basically, through the generosity of the United States, giving them billions of dollars and allowing their oil to be even more valuable because we're crushing our own energy infrastructure, we've helped them develop the money to do what? What Hamas did. Give them the money and they'll put it in the wrong direction because these governments are basically demonic. They're under an influence. The Iranian people really don't like the regime that they've got. So we want to be careful about not stirring up prematurely, certainly, a conflict with Iran, because it isn't with Iran. It's with their fanatical regime. The other big story here that you got to know about is 2006. Donald Trump had some kind of a fling or something with Stormy Daniels. Now, go back to 2006. How long ago was that? It's 2024. You can do the math. We're talking about something that happened so long ago. It was 18 years ago. But the Democrats are trying to set Trump up to put him in jail. And this is, he's got a worried look on his face. And as bold and as courageous as he is, you got to keep praying for him. Because, see, what they do is they set up the court case through the Soros-funded bloodlust of political operatives who torture the legal system in order to go after their political adversaries. And Americans, we don't protest on our side of it. On the left side, they'd be freaking out if we did this to Obama. Or to Biden. We can't even get Hunter convicted. I mean, they got cocaine all over the White House. We got evidence of millions of dollars going to the president's son. We got the big guy getting his 10%. Nothing's happening there other than, Fox News reports. Because the left is insulated in their corrupt infrastructure in high places. Trump, on the other hand, understand the Department of Justice saw no case there. What he it was a bookkeeping error or a bookkeeping manipulation. He basically paid off Stormy to keep the story out of the news so that he could run his election. Now, he probably grew up in reform since 2006. My guess is that since the Access Hollywood and the Stormy Daniels thing, the man saw his one weakness was like David, women, Philistine babes. And he pulled himself out of that and started acting more like a statesman. By the time he got around to running in 2015, he had to clean that thing up. So he paid $130,000, had a document signed by Stormy saying nothing ever happened, and just basically took it out of place. They couldn't use that on the left against him. Although they had this, you know, they have the Access Hollywood videos. They tried to use that. But my point to you is the Department of Justice dropped the case. They said, it's not a case here. What is it? You're going to try to put the guy in jail because he was trying to save himself a public embarrassment and wrote a check for an indiscretion that happened in 2006. And they're saying he doctored up the documents. Remember, this is New York. This is the place that hit him for $450 million. And then another $85 million with that nut job woman who said that, well, I don't remember what dress I was wearing. I don't remember what day it happened. But I remember he kind of accosted me in a dressing room, truth of the matter is that shows you how dangerous this is, because Trump gets it for $85 million there, then $400 million after that for something else. In New York, 86% of the jury pool votes Democrat. In Washington, D.C., 93% does. So the demons want to have him on trial in New York. Now, they've already got two people kicked out of the jury pool because one of them they discovered actually had bragged that he was going to take Trump down and then was trying to work his way into the jury pool so that he could help to make sure that Trump gets locked up. There's no way that this, as we have low information voters and low information, listen, on our side, we didn't even understand what's going on. We don't realize that this case was not able to be prosecuted by the government because they saw no case there. The Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, would have loved to do it, but he couldn't. So they figured out through Soros to get a corrupt DA to work with their political operatives who campaigned. The judge's daughter campaigns and makes money for the Democratic Party with images of Trump behind bars. That's the judge's daughter. So you can see where the family is on this. And the reality of it is it's going to be hard for Trump to be able to get a fair trial in New York City with the jury pool coming out of Democrat tampered. And, so one lady was taken off today because she said she made the admission. She said, look, I got family members and they're sending me stuff all the time on Trump. You know, now they know I'm in the case. And she made the mistake of saying these people are all under influence of family members who are going to be talking to them about the case. None of them are going to be, you think they're going to actually vote against Trump when the whole infrastructure is 86% going to be hostile to them? No, they're going to be treated like heroes. So America's in a screwed up place, folks. I want you to know that, barring a move of God. And I keep coming back to that because we're getting close to 6 months. And the Republican Party doesn't have an infrastructure in any of the states. That's the reason why we're doing the Courage Tour. We're going to the Courage Tour. We're going to be in Arizona next week. And Arizona, amazingly enough, Gateway Pundit just announced today, Arizona will allow illegals who Biden gets through the border in Mexico. In Mexico, they're handing out flyers on how to get into the United States and how to get money and how to get involved with voting Democrat. So what you've got is in Arizona, they're going to allow the illegals. What they want to do is have the illegals all able to vote. Imagine that. And so if you've got 20 million of these illegals, 8 million under Biden alone, that are able to be leached into battleground states and that they can get in and vote without appropriate IDs or vetting or even be legally invited to vote, you don't have a country left. So just wanted you to hear about that because it's crazy, right? I'm optimistic, however, because I think that this six-month period is going to be a time when the church in America, I think we have to switch our attitude. I think we get a little bit like righteously indignant, like, oh, these people. I understand that. But the reality is it's happening on our watch. We are the Christians in America. We're not as big a group or an influential group as we think we are in terms of voting pool because we just talk to each other. But we are significant spiritually. And in Michigan and in Carolina, the evangelicals are going to determine those swing states. You're going to see we're going to be in Arizona. And our goal is to hit the spiritual atmosphere, to be able to impact the atmosphere, to knock out, it's a big warfare here, folks, take out these powers that are blinding the independent people. And look, we got, this is pathetic, but half of your churches that you go to, and a lot of you don't, I understand that, but you need to go, you need to find a church that is a legitimate church. It's so important for spiritual alignment right now. And the reason I'm saying that is because 50% of the church isn't registered to vote, and the half that's registered doesn't vote. Because we got our own version of nut jobs that are anti-Trump, anti-this, how can we vote? They don't realize that Satan's warfare is being fought through occupying government, through media, through academia, and through corporate business and banking. And it's gonna shut us down. It's gonna go after us. We just did a program today on Flashpoint with a lady who is an 72-year-old grandma from Colorado who was fasting 5 days, went to D.C., walked through the Capitol for 9.5 minutes, talked to the police, prayed, went out, and the FBI shows up later, shackles her, takes her to court, and then she's going to be sentenced in August for what they want as a prison sentence. This is a praying grandma from Colorado. So, and then she said that they were playing in the court my periscopes from when I was walking around in my basement praying and talking about the evil, you know, corruption of, as she said, you call them wing nuts or something. I remember I was talking about Right Wing Watch, which is the weird funded Soros entity that tries to track Christians. And I said, these aren't Right Wing Watches, these are Left Wing Nuts. But they played 10 minutes of me in the court as part of the case that she had in social media. People like this are what we're up against. And so the jury, you know, deliberated normally 30 minutes in these January 6th cases. And her case was 15 hours because they realized, my gosh, we're going to lock up a grandma here? But it doesn't matter because they'll lock her up. They'll lock Trump up. They'll lock you up. And still the church hasn't hit the moment of crisis yet where we're crying out to God for divine intervention. That's why we're going to Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania. We just left Georgia. We're going to go into Arizona next week at the fairgrounds. The state fairgrounds there. Mario Murillo in the evening. We'll have Reformation prophetic ministry during the day. And you want to check that out, go to thecouragetour.com. Just put courage down in the comments section so you can see when we're in your state. We're still picking locations in Pennsylvania, Carolina, and Nevada. But these are going to, you know, I've just got faith for it. It's cost me like $200,000 per event. I just believe God's going to fund it. I have no fear about leaving everything on the field this year for the sake of America. You know why? Because we got children. We got kids. And I can't leave them a future that is going to be persecuting them. And right now we have one shot at peace. I believe that if we can win in this year, which is a long shot, it's a Hail Mary, even though you're looking at the polling numbers don't matter because it's all about, illegal votes being overwhelmed by legitimate votes. And so we've got to really do a lot of work if we're going to be hitting this thing at all this year. And I'll tell you what, if we don't, America's already under divine discipline. I don't know what people are talking about. They say it's under their judgment. Judgment happens when discipline doesn't work. So far, I don't think discipline has produced a unity in the church. It hasn't produced a sense of desperate repentance. Although we are seeing changes. Jennifer Donnelly just had a great tour, all capitals with in all 50 states with praying mama bears. The mama bears are going to have to rise up. Moms are the secret weapon. What's weird is, this is really strange, 60% of registered gun owners don't vote. That's freaky. Well, that's a weird statistic. And statistically, women vote more than men. So the men, I've been so beaten down with this Jezebel spirit that they're like apathetic and disengaged. I got to get the women to get their husbands involved now. But Jennifer Donnelly's doing a great job with don't mess with our kids, hashtag don't mess with our kids. We followed this campaign in Peru. They drove Soros out and they reversed the transgender laws in Peru. And that inspired us to see we could do the same thing in the United States. So I'm helping Jennifer. There's going to be a prayer meeting on the Washington, D.C. on Yom Kippur before the election. We're looking for 1 million Mordecais and Esthers to cry out to God in America. But I'm saying there's a lot of this spiritual activity has to be matched with some very strategic local activity. I'm going to be going up to Michigan tomorrow, meeting with 200 or 300 because we're going to do a big, we're calling the Courage Tour out in Michigan. Michigan's having an alignment right now, revival alignment at the grassroots. And so it's very exciting. All y'all need to be connecting with each other. We'll help you connect in your states. Just go to thecouragetour.com, put courage in the in the comment section on Instagram and on Facebook, if you're watching on those channels. We're like Israel in the sense that we're joined in a strange journey. We're surrounded by enemies that seek to take us out. And Israel has few friends, but it's increasing its influence all the time because people in the Middle East are realizing, the Abraham Accords proved it, that Israel's not the problem. Iran is the danger. So that's my midnight update. Once again, you're gonna find out that the explosions and the targeting that was done in Iran sent a message to them. We can strike. There were strategic strikes in Syria and in Iraq and in Iran. It was done at night to minimize casualties. And I don't think they made a direct assault on the embedded in-depth nuclear plant where they're putting together the nuclear weapons. But I can't say that this thing can't escalate and escalate quickly, because nobody's listening to Biden in the United States. And it's scary when the United States doesn't have leadership anyone listens to. All right, I'll catch you again tomorrow with an update. God bless.